We live to the Lord, Romans 14:8. If God wanted, he could have instantly brought you to heaven the moment of your conversion. It wasn't absolutely necessary for your preparation for immortality that you spend another second on earth. It's true, your sanctification continues on earth in a gradual way, and you won't be perfected till Christ gives you a new body. But nevertheless, if the Lord wanted it, he could have changed you from imperfection to perfection and taken you to heaven at once. Why then are you here? Why would God keep his children out of paradise a single moment longer than was necessary? Why is the army of the living God still on the battlefield when one charge could give them the victory? Why are his children still struggling, as through a maze, when a single word from his lips would bring them to heaven? The answer is, they are here to live to the Lord and bring others to him. None of us lives to himself, and no one dies to himself. For if we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. Romans 14, 7-8. He keeps us here as sowers of good seed, as plowmen to break up the fallow ground, as ambassadors of Christ. We're here to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. Romans 10, 15. We're here to extend to others what God did for us. God comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble. 2 Corinthians 1:3. We're here to warn those who are unruly, comfort the faint-hearted, uphold the weak, be patient with all. 1 Thessalonians 5:14. So let's not grow weary in well-doing, while we look forward to the blessed hope. My heart is with him on his throne, and ill can brook delay, each moment listening for the voice, rise up and come away.